Adam Pengilly, morning to you, mate.
Morning, boys. How you going?
Yeah, good very day. Well, thanks. Now, we haven't mentioned yet on the show this morning, big news overnight in the UK, and that is Enable has been retired. One of the great horses for, what, the last decade, you'd probably say. What is the reason, though, that Enable was retired?
I think it's time, Jared. I think it's just basically time. She's obviously been allowed to race probably a season more than a lot of people anticipated in the first place, so let her have that shot at trying to win a third arc. And after she was beaten in that race a couple of weeks ago, I think Judmont, the owners, thought it's probably time to retire to a stud, and we'll always remember her as being one of the world's best horses of the modern era. I know I'm a little bit biased. I'd put Winx up there in that category and probably a little bit above Enable too, but I think a lot of people are sick of the old Winx v Enable debate. But yeah, she's dominated in Europe for a couple of seasons now. So wasn't it so great to see a race on for a good sort of two or three full seasons over there in Europe rather than being retired to stud? So she's been a great horse for John Gosden, for Frankie Dettori. You're going to miss watching her overseas. It takes a lot for me to watch an overseas race, but I always tune to try and watch Enable. So, yeah, let's wish her a good career at stud from now on.
What about Willie Pike riding in terrific form at the moment, Adam? What was this story about the stewards getting involved in him picking up a Caulfield Cup ride?
Yeah, nothing like a bit of drama, Laurie, to kick off Caulfield Cup week. It all started with Willie was sort of booked for the ride a long way out on Chabert for the Caulfield and Melbourne Cups. Now, the connections didn't pay up for the latest round of acceptances with Chabert. He's obviously out of the Caulfield Cup this week, and he was in line for the ride on Darlison previously, but Billy Egan was given that ride. Now, once Willie Pike became available on Darlison, the connection sort of turned around and said, oh, no, we want Willie Pike to ride the horse. Now, Billy Egan is probably well within his right to go to the steward saying, listen, I had a booking for that horse for the Caulfield Cup. I've obviously turned down other opportunities. I haven't sought other opportunities in the race, thinking he was going to be riding the South Australian horse. And they've had to come in and mediate the issue. So basically now Billy Egan's going to be on the sidelines watching the Caulfield Cup, but he's going to get a percentage of Willie Pike's riding fee if the horse does run well in there on the weekend in the Caulfield Cup. So quite a bizarre story. It's not uncommon in racing for things like this to happen from time to time, but for such a big race, only less than a week out from the race, it's probably a little bit newsworthy, obviously. But Willie's been riding in great touch the last week or two. We'll definitely get that ride in the Caulfield Cup now.
Gabe Waterhouse, Adrian Bott electing to head towards the Coolmore with Farnan. And there was a bit of rumblings about this probably a week ago that it was going to be out of the Tab Everest. So we shouldn't be too surprised.
No, not really, Jared. He's just had such a disrupted preparation, hasn't he, after that run in the Run to the Rose, that controversial run. It was obviously an absolute gut buster. They missed the Golden Rose, which they were hoping to go to. Then they wanted to freshen him up for the Roman Consul. They skipped that when he had some issues last week. The vet actually passed him fit yesterday morning when he did a bit of a vet check there, Toby Koenig from Racing New South Wales. But further discussions between the stable and Aquas, the slot holders, decided not to run the horse in the race this week. He just had too many issues. So dollar for dollar gets the last slot in the race, guys. It was very much a moving day there yesterday with Chris Waller confirming that his slot holders had basically leased or sold their slot to Three Bridges, who have drafted Hawkbury on her into the race. And then very late yesterday, it was confirmed that dollar for dollar gets a run in the race. The one thing I want to say, guys, is I think I was speaking on this program a couple of months ago about how we're looking forward to seeing how some of these three-year-olds come along, getting a few three-year-olds into the race, the likes of Farnan, obviously Rothfire, keen to see what Anders could do. Well, we've basically ended up with an Everest with no three-year-olds in the race this year. They've all fallen by the wayside. So that's a little bit disappointing in some respects, given what Yes, Yes, Yes did last year. Still a good race, obviously an open race. I think this barrier draw tonight, guys, is absolutely crucial. The betting market suggests it's going to be a really wide-open race. I think the barrier draw is going to have a huge impact on some of the chances tonight. We'll get stuck into the form tomorrow after that barrier draw comes out. But, yeah, fascinating to see how that plays out later tonight.
Now, what about this Blue Sapphire on Wednesday at Caulfield? So you spoke of Anders before and one of, what, the three runners that's nominated for this race?
Well, can you believe it, Jared? Three runners in a $400,000 race at Caulfield there tomorrow. The Blue Sapphire is usually a pretty good lead-up towards the Coolmore Stud Stakes in a couple of weeks' time down the straight at Flemington. We literally got three runners in the race. So Hanseatic, we know what he's done, obviously, a two-year-old. He was one of the favourites for the Blue Diamond earlier this year. Anders has been flying this campaign. He'll obviously line up in that race and ranting. So there's going to be a fair bit of prize money going to be staying in the till there on the weekend. And I'm a little bit worried about what the Coolmore is going to look like, I suppose, in a couple of weeks' time, given we've only got three runners in the Blue Sapphire. So maybe that goes back to what I was saying previously about the lack of three-year-old sprinting types on the scene. Just a few of them haven't quite come up this campaign. And we've got a very small race there on Wednesday.
Great stuff, Adam. Chat tomorrow.
Thanks, boys. I'll bring you all the news at Barrier Draw tomorrow morning.